My name is Steve Rand. I live in Plymouth at 120 Highland Street, 03264. And I understand that the DOE and the Northern Fast folks have been looking for alternatives, and I have one right here, an alternative. I have to tell you that I robbed this idea from the folks over in New York who are undertaking and considering a project known as the Champlain-Hudson River Express, which proposes to deliver 1,000 megawatts of power from the Canadian grid, just like ours, to New York City by the year 2015, just like ours. Unlike our project, though, all of their line is buried, a total of 355 miles. Most of it's buried underwater, to boot. But it is actually buried in the water, but under the earth below the water. But 73 miles of that is buried beside railroad beds around skirting Albany. So, railroad beds. What an idea. Railroad beds. So, I looked at this map, the state of New Hampshire, provided to us by the Department of Transportation of railroad beds in New Hampshire. And you know what you discover there is there are existing railroad beds all the way from Colebrook all the way down to Concord and beyond. Now some of them are not actually currently being used. Some of them have been abandoned and some of them have been are discontinued. But the great variety, the great quantity of them are owned by, guess who? The state of New Hampshire. State of New Hampshire. So these are, in fact, what I would consider to be existing public infrastructure. And wouldn't it make sense for us to use existing public infrastructure to bury lines below the earth, where we won't have the problems of electromagnetism, pardon me, that are associated with the ones above. We won't have all the problems that you've heard tonight, visual blight, and we won't have disturbed wetlands by putting these things through wetlands because we've already done that work. And existing railroad beds are actually somewhat flat, somewhat straight, and somewhat easy to dig in. So I think it's a real good possibility, and I think we ought to study the heck out of it. I think we ought to study it at least until the rest of it goes away. But if but if by some chance it should actually pass muster, and it is a good idea, and the next question, of course, is going to be, what's the cost of this project? I can only tell you that in New York, over 355 miles, their project will cost $1.9 billion. That's their projection. Our project, over 180 miles, will cost $1.1 billion. If you work it out, per mile, their project is actually cheaper than ours and is buried. So there's something wrong with what we're being told about burying lines. There's new technology, I think, is part of the answer. I hope you'll agree that this whole idea looks towards, I will. Thank you. It's very polite. You should say please. please.
That's his way of saying please.
It bears looking into, and I hope the DOE and the state of New Hampshire get together and figure out if this can be done. Thank you.